Many of us have retreated into hobbies and pastimes to deal with the stress of nearly a year of self-isolation and pandemic-related restrictions. But a Quinnipiac English professor and poet has taken it a step further, using his spare time to single-handedly create an indie pop album full of catchy hooks, wistful lyrics, and masterful production value. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has this profile of Ken Cormier's Old King Cloud.
It's been more than a decade since Ken Cormier has come out with a new album. Being a full-time professor and raising two boys tends to put the kibosh on a steady output of material. Still, Cormier says he managed to find snippets of time throughout the day to work on his music.
There's a spot where I said, oh, look, people are out of the house for half an hour. Maybe I can run down and record that part that I have in my mind. And I'll come down here and just do two or three takes on the drums. And so it's just more like around the fringes of life, but I'll be able to sit down now and then and add little parts.
This piecemeal approach has resulted in Old King Cloud, an album written and produced by Cormier. In fact, he played all of the instruments on the album as well. Former Hartford Current rock critic Eric Danton writes about music for Rolling Stone, The Wall Street Journal, and Pitchfork. He has high praise for Cormier's new work.
I've been writing about music for a long time now, and the number of albums that I am truly excited to tell people about seems to have dwindled, and this is one that I just felt like I wanted to tell everybody about. It's a record I'm excited about.
Danton says Cormier balances the indie pop tightrope perfectly. Songs that are melodic with some edgy surprises, well-crafted without sounding over-rehearsed, solid instrumentation, and in particular, catchy lyrics.
The feel of them, the flow of them, the images that he creates with them really stick with you. You know, over here you have this really great melodicism, over here you have these really great lyrics, over here you have that combination where it all comes together in one package. These songs hold together as a cohesive whole in a way that you don't always find.
There's an overarching sense of melancholy or wistfulness that seems to bind these songs together. Ken Cormier dedicated Old King Cloud to his older brother Bobby, who died suddenly in 2019. Cormier says Bobby's memory looms large on this album.
So we were always sort of creating music, writing together. But whether I was collaborating with him or not, he was, you know, the person I'd bounce ideas off of. I'd let him know what I was working on. He's there all the time.
Bobby Cormier really comes through in the song Look in the Mirror, where Ken Cormier borrows a line from an old recording he found of his brother. Likewise, in the song 1985, Cormier incorporates sounds from old recordings he and his brother made when they were teenagers.
Sort of in the middle of the woods, there was this cement cylinder that sort of sticks up from the ground with a cap on it that you could take off. But we went down there, and sometimes we'd bring a boombox and record. And so I decided to use that recording. Instead of playing a guitar solo and the instrumental break in the middle of the song, I decided to bring in some old recordings from the bomb shelter. So you get a little bit of the sense of the raucous noise and stuff that we'd make down there in the bomb shelter.
The album culminates in the title track, Old King Cloud. Cormier says the song came to him in a dream.
I was in a room, maybe an apartment, somebody's apartment, but all the furniture was cleared away except for a couple of upright pianos in the middle of the room. And my sense was that everybody I'd ever known, especially people I'd played music with, we were all there, right? It felt like my brother was there, my friend John Burke, who had also died the year before. It was this cathartic moment where we were all singing together, and everybody was singing Old King Cloud.
Old King Cloud.
I woke up and ran downstairs and got my digital recorder, just set it up in the room.
So I asked Eric Danton, how does Old King Cloud stack up against other recent indie pop albums put out by more well-known bands?
That's a good question. I mean, if I were one of those bands, I would probably be really jealous that this guy who does it as a side project comes in with the first album he's released since 2009, and it's amazing.
Old King Cloud is available for digital download on Ken Cormier's Bandcamp page. That's kencormier.bandcamp.com. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.